Hornets regrouping after further review, and a special honor. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A quick start out of the gate is great for any team in any sport, but in the face of some adversity, it's probably an even greater learning experience. That's how the first week of the boys' basketball season went for Williamston, with wins over Lansing Eastern and Lansing Catholic, playing with a lineup that looked like it came straight out of a MASH unit.
Yeah, the 2-0 is, it's a good start, good first week. Even though we have some guys that were experienced from last, we have three starters back. Two were sophomores, and Sean Kai was a freshman last year. Those guys are still kind of relatively young of leading our team. Our transfer, Cy Barnett, obviously helps in that. In that area, we did lose our big center, Derek Nicholson, to an ACL before the season started. So we had 14 guys on the roster, and we dressed 8 of them last night with either injuries or flu, so we're a little banged up. And I think the guys are just seeing a little bit of the reality of, hey, we got to work hard at all the little things and kind of take one game at a time to get our season rolling here.
Interim coach Ted Lewis on MHSAA Network flagship station WVFN in East Lansing said he's looking down the road to getting more pieces back from a team which made a run to the Class B semifinals at the Breslin Center last March. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Big Rapids' Dimitri Martin, who scored the 1,000th point of his career in his team's 65-50 boys basketball win over Grant on Friday, and the girls basketball team at Frankenmuth, which won its 97th consecutive Tri-Valley Conference East Division game last week, defeating Essexville Garber 36-34. Choose the food-first mentality. Foods rich in nutrients provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name is Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the past decade, the biggest change in all sports at the collegiate and pro levels has been the expanded use of instant replay, or video review, relative to officiating decisions. At the high school level, video review was currently used in two sports, ice hockey and basketball. It's only used for the final two rounds of the tournament, the semifinals and finals, and is allowed in very limited circumstances. In ice hockey, video review can be used to determine whether or not a goal has been scored and if it was scored before time expired. And in basketball, as time expires in the fourth quarter or overtime, video can be used to determine if the shot has gotten off in time and if the try was a two-point or three-point attempt.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. Friday night in Traverse City, the Northern Sports Officials Association will honor longtime official and former association president Barb Beckett for her decades of service to school sports. One of the founders of the association in the mid-80s and its president for over two decades, Beckett was the first female to work a boys' basketball state final game in 1995, and she's been honored by the MHSAA with its Vern Norris Award for her association work, which includes officials mentoring and education, and with its Women in Sports Leadership Award. The Mount Pleasant native has also worked state finals in softball and girls basketball, and she's still active locally as an assigner and mentor in the Traverse City area. The presentation will take place Friday prior to the Cadillac at Traverse City St. Francis boys basketball game at 7 p.m. A well-deserved honor for one of our great officials. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.